Chapter 11. And there will come a rod out of the broken tree of Jesse, and a branch out of his roots will give fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord will be resting on him, the Spirit of wisdom and good sense, the Spirit of wise guiding and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and he will not be guided in his judging by what he sees, or give decisions by the hearing of his ears, but he will do right in the cause of the poor, and give wise decisions for those in the land who are in need. And the rod of his mouth will come down on the cruel, and with the breath of his lips he will put an end to the evildoer. And righteousness will be the cord of his robe, and good faith the band round his breast. And the wolf will be living with the lamb, and the leopard will take his rest with the young goat. And the lion will take grass for food like the ox, and the young lion will go with the young ones of the herd, and a little child will be their guide. And the cow and the bear will be friends while their young ones are sleeping together. And the child at the breast will be playing by the hole of the snake, and the older child will put his hand on the bright eye of the poison snake. There will be no cause of pain or destruction in all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the sea is covered by the waters. And in that day, the eyes of the nations will be turned to the root of Jesse, which will be lifted up as the flag of the peoples, and his resting place will be glory. And in that day the hand of the Lord will be stretched out the second time to get back the rest of his people, from Assyria, and from Egypt, and from Pathros, and from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the sea lands. And he will put up a flag as a sign to the nations, and he will get together those of Israel who had been sent away, and the wandering ones of Judah, from the four ends of the earth. And the envy of Ephraim will be gone, and those who make trouble for Judah will come to an end. Ephraim will have no more envy of Judah, and there will be an end of Judah's hate for Ephraim. And they will be united in attacking the Philistines on the west, and together they will take the goods of the children of the east. Their hand will be on Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon will be under their rule. And the Lord will make the tongue of the Egyptian sea completely dry, and with his burning wind his hand will be stretched out over the river, and it will be parted into seven streams, so that men may go over it with dry feet. And there will be a highway for the rest of his people from Assyria, as there was for Israel in the day when he came up out of the land of Egypt.